The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you would have seen the images at this stage, I'm sure, either on your phones or television screens, of protesters at Stonehenge in the UK from Just Stop Oil pouring what looks to be orange paint or kind of orange powdered paint over these stones there. Fiona Atkinson from Just Stop Oil is with me. Fiona, thanks a million for taking the time. What actually was, before we talk about kind of the rights and wrongs and why it was done and everything, what actually was put onto the stones?
Well, it was, hello and thank you so much for having me on. It was basically custard powder, orange corn flour,
So orange custard powder. So they haven't been marked for all eternity by this orange, no?
No, they haven't been marked for all eternity, no.
So why was it done, Fiona?
So, well, look at what's happened now. Suddenly, everybody's talking about it. And unfortunately, it takes this sort of action to get everybody talking about the climate, which is what we want everybody to do. We want everybody to talk about the climate emergency because it's serious and it's happening now and people are dying because of it and nobody's really addressing it in the way that we need to.
Have you been particularly disappointed that it's not getting more attention in the context of the general election that's happening in the UK?
Disappointed. I'm absolutely furious and frightened. I'm a 68-year-old grandma. I'm an ex-English teacher. I've spent a lifetime of caring about children. And I love my granddaughter. And I'm sure there's loads of people listening to this who love their children and grandchildren. And they must be watching the weather and the news and the hundreds that are dying in the Harge. And they must be listening to farmers talking about how they can't plant their crops because of the endless rain. People listening probably have relatives in America and Australia and Canada where people are just regularly under terrible threat or losing their houses, their homes because of fires and floods. Climate emergency is happening now and it should be top priority for everybody. And that's why we're doing this, because we're all acting as if it isn't an emergency.
I know that the fact that you've just kind of set all of that out undermines to a degree the question I'm about to ask. But I was going to say, is one of the shortcomings of these protests that people tend to talk more about the protest than those issues, that's the topic of conversation?
That's the sad thing. And then that's the bit where we say, do you know what? If the politicians were protecting us and doing what they need to do, which is to stop burning oil and gas, like stop it by 2030, just stop adding to the mess. If they did their job, and then I'm sorry with respect because you sound really nice. If the media were giving it the attention it deserves, but they only really cover it when something extreme happens. And either, you know, we take disruptive action or there's, say, 240 degree days, heat waves. But nobody's joining up the dots here. And we're just begging people. We're doing anything we can, anything peaceful that we can to say to people, this is serious and our politicians aren't doing enough. And we're just sleepwalking into more and more extreme weather that is killing us. I mean, old people can't survive this. They can't, you know, like Michael Mosley died on a Greek island in June. It isn't even the hottest part of the year. And there are other people going for walks on Greek islands and not coming back because of the heat.
Fiona Atkinson from Just Stop Oil. Fiona, thank you very, very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.